Welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific kind of vocal polish for Jungle and Old School DNB in Ableton Live 12. The vibe is 90s inspired darkness, tight vocal timing that actually bounces with the break, and then these dubby, urban echoes that bloom on the ends of lines like you're hearing it through a smoky pirate radio system. This is the vocals edition of Urban Echo, and the whole goal is simple. Your vocal should feel locked into the groove, not pasted on top. Most of the time it's tight and controlled, and then, only when you choose, it throws out these filtered delay trails and gated reverb tails that feel classic. Let's build it step by step. First, quick setup. Set your project tempo somewhere in the classic range, 165 to 170 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 170. Now get some drums running. You can use a breakbeat loop, like an Amen style break, plus a kick and snare, or just a simple drum rock pattern. The important thing is, have a groove happening before you touch the vocal timing, because we're going to steal the feel from the drums. Now drop in a vocal line. One or two bars is perfect. Spoken, sung, MC phrase, whatever. Set a sensible level right away so you're not fighting gain the whole lesson. Aim for vocal peaks around -12 to -6 dB on the channel meter. Not tiny, not slanting. Click the vocal clip. Turn warp on. For warp mode, go with Complex Pro for most vocals. If it's really short and spoken, Complex can also work. In Complex Pro, leave formants at 0 to start, and set envelope around 128. That's a good beginner starting point that usually keeps things natural. Now, before we apply any swing, pick your timing anchor. This is a huge jungle trick that keeps you from getting lost. Decide what the vocal is listening to. Option 1. Snare anchor. That means the starts of phrases land right on, or even a hair before, the snare. This feels aggressive and urgent. Very classic. Option 2. Hat anchor. That means your consonants sit with the shuffled hats, giving a rolling bounce that can feel more liquid. Choose one. If you're doing darker, tougher old school vibes, I'd suggest snare anchor to start. Alright, now we're going to add shuffle the smart way, by using groove pool, and we're going to apply the same groove to the vocal that the drums are using but subtle. Click your drum clip first, the one that already feels right. In the clip view, look for groove, and choose a groove like swing 16-57 for a solid jungle bounce, or one of the MPC 16 swing grooves around 54-60 for that classic lilt. Don't commit anything yet. Now click the vocal clip, and choose that exact same groove. This is the key. Shared groove equals shared pocket. Open the groove pool, and set timing somewhere between 10 and 25%. Start at 15%. Add a tiny bit of random, like 2 to 6%, just to stop it feeling like a robot. And ignore velocity for vocals, because velocity doesn't affect audio clips. Press play. Listen for one thing. Did the vocal start moving with the break without sounding late? If it suddenly sounds drunk, don't force it. Pull timing down toward 10%. Now, groove gets you the feel, but jungle vocals usually need tight phrase starts. So next we do micro warping, but we keep it minimal. Zoom into the vocal waveform. Find the important consonants at the start of words. T, K, P, those little spikes. Those are the bits that tell your ear this is in time. Place a warp marker so the start of the phrase hits your anchor. If you chose snare anchor, you might place the start right on the snare, or just a tiny bit early for urgency. If you chose hat anchor, aim those consonants into the hat pattern. Beginner rule. Don't warp every syllable. 2 to 5 warp markers per phrase is plenty. Fix the start of the phrase, and maybe one mid-phrase consonant if it drifts. Let the innards of words breathe. If groove makes the tails late, that's where it starts sounding sloppy, so keep the tail natural and focus on the start. Before we compress anything, here's a pro-level beginner trick. Clip gain envelopes. If you've got harsh syllables, especially S, T, K, don't just smash the compressor harder. Open the clip, show envelopes, choose clip gain, and dip those peaks by 1 to 3 dB. You'll keep the vocal in your face, but your delay and reverb won't freak out every time there's a sharp consonant. Now let's build the dark 90s vocal chain on the vocal track using stock devices. The order matters. First, EQ 8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz to remove rumble. Then a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, -2 to -4 dB, to clear mod. If you need a touch of clarity, add a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB. And if you want that aged tone, do a gentle high shelf cut at 10 to 12 kHz, -1 to -3 dB. The idea is not dull and dead, just less modern bright. Next, compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 25 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient of the words. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then add makeup gain so your level matches when bypass. We're controlling, not flattening. Next, saturator for grit and that old sampler edge. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so it's not louder just because it's louder. The goal is texture, not a volume trick. Then a gate to tighten the spaces and give you that cut. Controlled vibe. Set the threshold so room noise closes between words. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 150 milliseconds. If you hear it chopping off the ends of words, lengthen the release or ease the threshold. You want it tight, not broken. At this point, your dry vocal should be controlled, darker and punchy. But the real magic of this lesson is the urban echo, and we're going to do that on returns, not on the vocal insert. That's how you get classic dub control and keep your drop clean. Create return track A. Put echo on it. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/8 dotted for that classic jungle bounce, or 1/4 if you want bigger, slower space. Feedback 35 to 55%. Then filter it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Keep modulation low. Just a touch of movement, and set dry slash wet to 100% because it's a send. After echo, at EQ 8, cut lows below 200 Hz again, just to be safe. If it's poking your ears, dip a little around 2 to 3 kHz. Now return track B. Put reverb, or hybrid reverb if you want extra character, but regular reverb is fine. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal stays clear before the space blooms. High cut 4 to 7 kHz. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. Dry slash wet 100%. After that reverb, put a gate. Now you're making a gated dark verb, tail, then cut. Set the threshold so the reverb breathes when the vocal hits, then closes. Release around 150 to 350 milliseconds. You'll tweak this by feel. At 170 BPM, shorter releases feel punchy and old school. Longer releases feel more ghosty, but can wash out faster. Now, a really important mixing mindset. Keep the dry vocal small and let the returns be big. That's extremely 90s. The main vocal stays narrow and contained in the center. The echo world is where you get width and drama. So on the vocal track, keep sends low by default. Send A. The echo return. Start anywhere from minus infinity up to around minus 18 dB. Send B. The reverb return. Minus infinity up to around minus 20 dB. You want mostly dry as your default state. Now with automate throws. Think like a dub mixer. Momentary, not level based. Quick up, quick down. In arrangement view. Automate send A on the last word of a line or the end of a four-bar phrase. A super usable move is. On the last syllable, ramp the send from minus infinity up to about minus 10 dB, then drop it right back down immediately after the throw. If your send stays up for more than a beat at 170, the mix can fog up fast. Do the same idea with reverb, but even more carefully. Often the reverb send is for intros, little ghost moments, or a quick accent into a gap, not for the whole drop. Now let's add that classic jungle edit energy, shuffle chops. Duplicate your vocal clip. In arrangement, split it around the 1/8 or 1/16 grid. Pick a couple of words or syllables and make small chops, like sampler edits. Nudge a few slightly early or slightly late. Tiny moves. Then apply the same groove to the chopped clip, but lower the groove timing to 5 to 15% so it doesn't get messy. If you want a really authentic spatial trick, automate width with utility. Keep normal words narrow, like 0 to 20% width, almost mono, pirate radio style. Then for echo moments, let it bloom wide, like 70 to 120%. Even better, do that width on the returns, not on the dry vocal, so your center stays solid. Now, a couple of darker pro tips you can add if you want to level up without adding extra plugins. 1. Sidechain the returns. Put a compressor on return A and return B. Turn on sidechain, and feed it from your kick or snare. Ratio 2 to 4 to 1. Fast attack. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. This makes the echoes duck under the drums, so the drop stays clean while still feeling big. 2. Make the delay feel older. Put redux very gently on return A. Just a little downsample. Subtle. The idea is patina, not destruction. 3. Distort the echo, not the dry vocal. Put a saturator before the EQ on return A, drive 3 to 8 dB, then EQ it darker afterward. Your repeats get bite and grit, but your vocal stays intelligible. And if your S sounds are exploding into the reverb and delay, fake a de-esser using multiband dynamics before the sends are on the returns. Tame the highs just a bit when it gets spitty. Even a small reduction can stop that bright spray effect. Now let's talk arrangement, because jungle is as much arrangement as it is processing. Try to structure. Intro, 8 bars, filtered break, and mostly you hear distant vocal echoes. Keep the dry vocal low, and let return A and B do the ghost work. Drop, 16 bars, dry vocal is forward and tight. Luck to your anchor. Minimal throws. Two throws across an 8-bar span is a good discipline rule. Twitch, 8 bars, increase edit density, more chops, maybe one stutter in bar 15, and a heavier throw into a gap. Outro, 8 bars, dubby echoes and that gated verb tail taking over as the dry vocal backs off. One more classic tension trick. Right before a drop, bar 15 or 16, cut the dry vocal for half a bar, but let the filtered echo trail continue. Then bring the dry back exactly on the drop. That return-only moment screams old dub and jungle tradition. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes so you can self-correct fast. If the vocal starts sounding sloppy, your groove timing is too high. Keep it under 25%, often closer to 10 to 15. If the delay feels too modern, it's too bright. Low pass the repeats. Jungle darkness comes from filtered echoes. If your mix is washing out, you're probably using reverb as an insert instead of returns or leaving sends up too long. Keep throws intentional.